Beth Keeley, she wears many hats. The Madison singer-songwriter fronts her own rock band and is the gin in Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. Beth is the monster administrator behind Girls Rock Camp. Yay. Beth is a life coach, a mother, and now an author.
Beth has just
written a new book, and it's called Embrace Your Authentic Songwriter, How and Why to Play Your Own Tune. You are listening to Book Time with Beth.
Yay!
Beth, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Rocker. And good to see you, Terry and KJ. You know, it's funny. I completely forgot that we had that outtake. That record was made in 2014.
That was
worth it. I didn't even know. I totally forgot.
That was.
There's a lot of Jack Baggery occurring in the studio when Jen and Shawnee and I get together, so they're not surprised.
We've had this bonus. Well, we've had you in the studio, and it was rowdy fun. It was so much fun. Wow.
That's the effect.
You know, I saw your post about on Facebook that you were about to write a book or about to have this book be ready to come out.
Yeah.
It's like having a baby or something. But, you know, we just listed everything you do. How did you have time to do this? But okay. I'm so glad you did.
Thank you. Well, okay, here's the thing. I've been teaching songwriting workshops for years.
Yes.
And I had all of these worksheets for the random songwriting workshops that I did, and I would just shove them into folders. And then one day I was like, you know, if I actually just typed out, instead of in bullet points, in paragraphs, what I say during these workshops, I would have a book full of stuff.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And so this is the thing that I did. I mean, I started writing this pre-pandemic, and then everything shut down, and you would think, oh, well, that'd be a great time to hole up and write a book, right? But no, I was instead trying to get a third grader to sit in front of an iPad and do school. And I gave up on life for a little while. But then after, you know, everything kind of came back, I really started writing again in earnest. And I just parked my butt in the library for 2 hours every Wednesday from 10 to noon for like months. And it was like, this is just my dedicated time to write the book. And then my brain would percolate about things in between times. And then I found an amazing copy editor by the name of Jen Moray at a ladies rock camp.
Oh, of course.
I know. And, you know, everything just snowballed from there. And I think it was just, you know,
the timing was
chipping
perfect.
Away at it little bit by little bit by little bit. And then I had this awesome beta test group that I worked with this past fall. I actually finished most of the book writing in May. And then I kind of went into summer mode as a performer and with Girls Rock Camp. Mm-hmm. But then in September, I beta tested like a class almost, like every week I would meet for 6 weeks with a group of women that were reading through a draft of the book and then saying, yeah, this is great and I don't get this and maybe you should do more on that and what about this area? And so then I went back and rewrote and then voila, it exists now.
The baby
was born. Many, many mothers.
I love that whole timeline of what you're talking about, though,
yes.
And making it you time to do it.
Yep.
But then all the extra steps you've taken to make sure it is what you want people to have
absolutely,
in their hands.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, wow. It's a big step. I mean, I put out a lot of records, and this was a different process, process.
Wow.
Well, embrace your authentic songwriter, how and why to play your own song. That's your new book. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the new book. And then tell us about, like, who's it written for? Is it written for, like, you know, experts or novices, you know, beginners?
That's a great question. So there's three parts to the book. Part one is really kind of a philosophical dive into why write songs. Why do you want to write songs? Why does music exist in the world? What is the purpose of art? So it's kind of, you know, heady stuff, but I geek out on stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then the second part of the book is very kind of bread and butter. Like, here is song structure. Here's music theory. Here's,
Tough stuff, actually.
Right. But here's the thing.
It's important.
I don't have any degree in music. So I approach it from a very practical, blue-collar standpoint. And I've been teaching, you know, eight-year-olds at Girls Rock Camp to write songs. So, I'm not teaching it at a, you know, PhD level because I don't have that PhD, right? Mm-hmm. So the whole center part of the book is all this like very, you know, let's talk about writing melody. Let's talk about writing hooks. Let's talk about writing lyrics. How do you find inspiration? So there's a lot of meat there. And then the last part of the book is kind of wrapping it all up and talking about inspirational stories. I talk about people who've inspired me and how they overcame obstacles that they encountered on their journey yeah. to make music. And then I talk about how people can kind of get in touch with their own personal mission statement for being a creative person. So it's a big, we cover a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But I, you know, in this book, I'm really asking people to do the work. There are assignments at the end of every chapter. I mean, I really see it as almost like a textbook, but me just being kind of a dork as I go, because I don't take myself too seriously, honestly. And I don't think people should. I mean, it's good to think about the process, but I don't want people to overthink the process. I just want them to flow and yeah. to be in the moment with their music and say what they mean to say and share it with the world bravely.
You know, and I find this interesting because if you have any, even just a little peek of like, I would love to write a song.
Yes.
This is the way to do it.
Absolutely.
Because you have taught many people that are like, what am I doing? And there's words and descriptions for these different parts of yes. a song yes. that I never knew. And yeah. I played piano and sax. Yep. And it's like, well, nobody ever taught us all these other things.
Yeah.
But it made so much sense the way you taught it to both Ladies Rock Camp and Girls Rock Camp in helping people feel brave enough to do it.
Thank you for saying
yeah.
that. That's yeah. exactly my mission. And that's what I hope will inspire people.
I hope you hear from somebody who does it too. And then they're like, I did it because of your book and you.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Well, and I feel like I see this at Girls and Ladies Rock Camp all the time.
Yes.
People who come in and they're like, oh, that's it? That's what I have. Oh, yeah. I can do that. Right. So I've seen so many light bulbs go off and I've seen the floodgates open and people who have come into my studio to think, oh, well, I've got this one song. Can I record it with you? And then we work on some of the particulars and they're like, oh wait, I can keep going. And then suddenly they've got an album's worth of material. So it's really fun to watch that happen to creative people who have a voice and they want to share it. And then you just give them a couple little golden nuggets and they run with it.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So as Rocker said, it is book time with Beth.
Yes.
Did you happen to bring anything with you that you can read to us?
I have an excerpt from my book.
Okay. Read to us, all please.
All right. So this is kind of about finding your why behind music. And this is in a chapter where I'm asking people to think about what they want to get out of being a songwriter. And so this is an excerpt.
Okay.
Some of us are just born with music, lyrics, and other creative particles flowing through our veins. We're special. Just like someone who is skilled in sports or math or animal tracking or whatever. We're all born with predispositions that can be nurtured. Maybe you are just special too, and your why is that you have a gift and you want to share it. Maybe your why is that writing music is therapeutic and it helps you sort through the world. Maybe your why is that you want to be rich and famous. No judgment here, but then we go on to this section titled Internal versus Internalized Voices.
Ooh.
These tricky questions may require a few years of therapy to sort through. Are the voices in your head really your voices? Or have you internalized some paternalistic societal chatter that overshadows your authentic voice?
Mm.
This isn't the kind of stuff you tease out in an afternoon, folks. It's something that can take days, weeks, months, or years to investigate. What I'm trying to say here is that your why shouldn't be about someone else's dream or expectation for you. If you're doing this solely to make someone else love you or gain their approval, you're going to struggle. It has to be authentically you.
I just want to lay on the floor and
love
listen
it.
To her.
That was
let
pretty
her
cool.
just continue to read to us as we all lay on the floor.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking,
so good.
Thank
if
you.
I get the book,
uh-huh.
I can read it. And now that I've heard her read, yeah. I can read it in her voice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'll hear her voice in my head. Right
I bet
while
she'll
I'm
do an audio
book
yeah. for you. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's funny because the awesome women that helped me beta test this book, they all knew me. And so when they were reading it, they heard me. But they're like, Beth, you know, you should probably edit out some of the swear words. And I was like,
oh,
darn it all. I do know, you know, I mean, as a mentor to kids, I'm like, okay, I want to make sure that this is accessible to all audiences. So I had to put like, in my manuscript, I put like a little pink sticky on every swear word in the book. And then I went through and I like edited them all out. And like, if you look at the notebook, it's like, there's a huge strip of all these pink stickies that I went through. And I'm like, okay, that was authentically my voice, but I can, you know, say what I mean to say without cussing. So, but it was really hard.
So, are you like the Ozzy Osbourne of like tech of yeah. typing? Like,
oh,
you can't like help it. You just like type swear words. It just came out.
Yeah, I kind of did. Well, and
you're saying be authentic.
It's true.
You know?
It's true. It's true. But you know, there's ways to be authentic without being offensive.
Right.
And so,
right.
I want to make sure that it, you know, it doesn't dissuade someone.
Right, so someone doesn't finish the book because they're like, oh my God, she swore a lot in this book and I can't read it now. Boy. Yes. Okay, you have a release party.
Yes.
This is so amazing. What can you tell us about
it? Okay, so I had a show scheduled on Thursday, January 11th with my besties, Jen Farley and Shondell Marks. Gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets at the Harmony Bar. We're playing from 7 to 9, but at 6 p.m. I'll be there with a stack of books. So if people want to come and get a copy of the book, I would autograph it if they want me to do that. And I should have, I don't have them in hand yet, but they're supposed to be delivered no later than the 4th of January. And then it'll also be available on Amazon and all these other cool, like Barnes & Noble, that get a distributor that's kind of pushing it out to all these different platforms.
You know, we're so lucky because we have some amazing local bookstores,
Absolutely,
so I bet we're going to see you pop up at that a couple Lake City Books.
That is
you
my know, hope. Once, I have, once I have a box of them, I will be wandering down there and saying, hello, friends.
Yes.
Would you be willing to sell this book here? I live in Verona, actually, and there's a bookstore there called Kismet Books that I would love to, you know, partner with them. I just have, you know, this is all new to me. I released 18 records, but like this whole book thing is like, what? How does this work? What do I do with these things?
Well, Lakeside Books, who you're just talking about, that's owned by Molly from Civil Engineers.
Yes. So. I know, so I'm hoping
she
I've got a little...
She'll probably make you do like a release there,
I would
too,
love to
which
do
would
something.
Be awesome.
Yes, I plan to reach out to her after the holidays and hopefully... see what they can do. So there's so many great resources in Madison.
Oh, we are so lucky.
We are.
Yeah. And it's available in ebook and a hardcover format.
Yes.
So where for people who aren't in the Madison area, but they're thinking, whoa, I got to get my hands on this. Yeah. How do they do it? Where can they purchase?
Well, if you go to my website, BethKilley.com, then there's a whole page that's about me as an author.
Okay.
And it will have links there very soon where you can buy a hard copy.
Wow. This is so exciting.
I know. Thank you so much for helping me spread the word.
Oh,
this is very exciting.
Oh, thank you for coming in. We really appreciate it. Sounds like a great book. I got to get my hands on a copy.
Yep.
I just, you know, got to learn more than like verse, chorus, solo.
I know.
chorus.
There are other things. Yes.
But if that's what you want to do, then you do that, Rocker. That's authentically you.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Beth
All right,
Kelly.
You know what? Let's hear a little bit of Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets. This is Be Your Own Superhero.
Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, this is perfect.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you, Beth.
We are local music.